With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. Windsor police have confirmed that an officer is suspended with pay following an alleged assault in Toronto. Constable Harman Wahid was off duty on April 30th when the incident took place. Toronto police arrested him for assault causing bodily harm. Windsor police won't comment further since the matter is now in the courts. The City of Windsor wants to clear up misinformation floating around about the rental licensing bylaw. Craig Robertson with the city says an upcoming court action has people confused about enforcement.
Individuals thought that the bylaw was not enforceable and that it was no longer in effect until the injunction hearing. The bylaw does exist. It has been enacted. Landlords that have 1 to 4 units in wards 1 and 2 are still required to get a license.
So far, 650 landlords have registered their units. It's time to talk ticks. The Windsor-Essex County Health Unit has started its summer tick surveillance program. You'll see more of them in parks and on trails collecting ticks for analysis. Ticks can carry illnesses such as Lyme disease. The health unit recommends staying out of tall grass and wearing light-colored pants and long-sleeve shirts. Invest Windsor-Essex is celebrating a huge year of business. Executive Director Stephen McKenzie says much of it is tied to the electric vehicle battery supply chain.
You know, we're very close on another $1 billion of investment, and the number of jobs with that, another 1,000, mostly in manufacturing again, so, you know, times three. We're in a period of unprecedented growth.
Over $8 billion of investment was brought to Windsor-Essex in 2022, creating 4,900 new jobs. Dozens are feared dead and hundreds are hurt after a massive train derailment in India. NBC News reports that it happened in eastern India, about 220 kilometers southwest of Kolkata. Officials say at least 350 people have been taken to area hospitals. Check your cabinets to see if you have a certain brand of children's multivitamins. Health Canada has recalled Nature's Bounty gummies for kids because the labeling does not show that they are a choking hazard for kids 4 and under. Global News reports that parents with young children can return the product for a refund. You may have already started to hear the roar of race cars from across the river. The Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear is officially underway, with practice and time trials making up much of Friday's schedule. The big race is on Sunday afternoon. Complete information on tickets, the schedule, and how to use the tunnel this weekend can be found on our website. In sports, the Tigers visit the White Sox Friday night while the Blue Jays take on the Mets in Queens. ESPN reports that the Phoenix Suns are about to hire Frank Vogel as their new head coach. Your Windsor weekend weather, breezy and 19 Friday night. A few clouds and 31 Saturday with a chance of showers. Mostly clear, windy, and a cooler 14 Saturday night, 25 on Sunday. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.